This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Addison off of Beltline. If you want to come and see us.
The Miller Lights are pouring freely right now.
They really are. By the way, Najee Marshall tweeted out, "We waiting on you, 77. So the anticipation continues to build.
Sounds like he's kind of trying to rush him back.
Oh, mid-dream. My gosh.
I will I say this. If Luka comes back with the right attitude, his game is unbelievable. If he comes back with the right attitude, this is the best team in the NBA.
You're damn right.
You think it's better than the Celtics?
It's right there with it. Okay. It does become very tough.
I'm seriously asking. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
They destroyed us so bad in the playoffs. But what happened in game three? Luka lost his mind in a horrible way.
He did.
If Luka doesn't lose his mind and you win game three and the series is 2-1 and then you win game four, which you did, I'm not saying it plays out exactly the same because Boston knew they had the championship after winning game three.
Yeah.
But if you were to win game four at home, all of a sudden it's a best of three. Dallas has won the last two. Who knows what's going to happen? Boston was probably going to win. They were better. But Luka losing his mind and forgetting he was in the NBA Finals was the reason the series ended.
I mean, you're still going to have at least one more game without him. I still think the weekend set, the back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday, he's not going to play in those. But we'll see. That's kind of the
target.
I've
been so proud of the guys that have
been.
Every Maverick on the court is giving everything they got.
I agree with you. We're going to power rank the NFL power rankings in just a minute. But first, let's go to, unfortunately, cut number four, because the Stars had control of this game. And it's against a really good Carolina team, and the third period was not so great.
You get it back for Natchez. Natchez looking. It's a flex off of his game. The score! Marty Natchez making his own look. And on the power play, the Canes get the bounce. It's 5-4.
Now, the wheels really came off in the third period as the Stars gave up five goals. Now, I realize one of those was an empty net, but still, the defensive effort was subpar in the third. Your control of the puck was subpar. Your goalie play was subpar, and I hate saying that because I love Jake Oettinger. Everything about this game, because the Stars were up 3-1 going into the last period, they looked dreadful in the third period. And I guess some credit needs to go to Carolina for that, but the Stars scored 18 seconds into the game. All right, so they had the advantage most of the night. They had won five in a row. Like, things were on the road. Things were really clicking. And then, man, they got punched in the face by that third period yesterday.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Kevin, that was when I was like, all right, this thing's good and taken care of. And so I moved on from the game, and then I saw the post from the Stars, and it said 4-6-4. Actually, it said 4-6, and I was like, that's not
right. I hate that, yeah. Put the winning score first.
But when I saw that, I was like, what happened? That's a frustrating loss right there. But you know what? Sometimes you take those on the chin, and it helps you. Sometimes it hurts you. Hopefully, it's one of those that turns the team around.
Yeah, look, the momentum had been rocking and rolling for the Stars, even though they'd started off the season terrible on the road. They'd really picked it up. Things were starting to go really well on the road, and I'm not going to say, like, it's all thrown off by this one loss or anything like that, but it was a disappointing loss. You got some goals from Marchment and Sagan again, but a disappointing loss nonetheless as the Stars fall 6-4 to the Carolina Hurricanes. They'll get back at it again Wednesday, although now against Chicago, I wonder, Corey, what do their fortunes look like now that I don't think RJ is going to go to that game anymore?
Probably bleak.
You think so?
He's a good luck charm, man. Anytime RJ Choppy shows up.
I don't know.
He said they're not having a game.
Oh.
That's what he said. He was like, they're not having one for the first time in forever, but it sounds like they are.
But they do.
Or maybe, is it it's a home game?
It's a road game.
There you go.
Oh, okay. He's traveling.
That makes sense.
He's going to have to travel up to Chicago.
That is weird because, I can see why he got confused because I was like, no, it's a home game. And I looked and I go,
it's always a home game.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, that's a pretty good reason to go.
Fix it.
Okay. Is it Gaglardi?
The Stars.
Okay.
Just the Stars.
Okay. Fix it, Stars. By the way, if you love the Stars, you have Jamie Benn, autographed puck. We have Brett Hull autographed jerseys. We have a Mike Modano autographed puck. Maybe people, Corey, I think you think this one is the coolest. At Worth Collecting in Waxahachie, Brett Hull did a private signing, and we got to hang out there. So we have a specialized, kind of personalized jersey autographed by Brett Hull for Peace-a-thon. He literally wrote Peace-a-thon on there.
I want to give Adrian a lot of thanks for what she does with this because she helps us get the website running. It would be a lot different process if we didn't have her helping us with this part. But as she was looking at that, she was like, can you believe he wrote Good Luck Peace-a-thon on there? And I was like, that is so awesome. It really is.
We had that with Bob Lilly.
Yeah, whenever I see those, I think those are unique. Now, Mike, that's a very unique autograph, right? Like, that's something that's very unique and personal.
You're probably not going to be looking to flip that.
Yeah, that's one that you want to keep and hold on to in your man cave or your woman cave.
And Corey...
never mind, I won't say that again.
I just want... Alec, maybe you should mark what Corey just said.
I'm scared.
Corey, you're the arbiter of shout-outs, so I want to know what you think about this. From the 469, can I get a shout-out for my birthday? I just realized that it's my birthday today.
You just realized it's your birthday?
So does this Tolo, I have their name, but I'm only
off. Is this Hunter?
No.
Okay, Hunter also needs a shout-out for his birthday today. Kevin, since we have a very weird week this week, I will allow all shout-outs today and tomorrow.
Okay, congratulations, Kirkland. Happy birthday. I'm glad you realized it was your birthday, and I hope it is a great day. All right, you guys ready to power rank those NFL power rankings?
Let's do it.
By the way, for people asking if I'm ready for a Saturday evening's game, the answer is no. Mentally, I've prepared myself that it might go poorly, especially after that Auburn game, but we'll see. All right. You guys want The Athletic, ESPN, or NFL.com for your power rankings today?
Let's go with
NFL.
All right. That sounds good.
You said it so sad.
I can't remember which one doesn't like the Cowboys.
Let's do The Athletic this time.
Okay.
We never do The Athletic.
Let's be an Athletic supporter.
Yeah, let's support the athletes.
All right. Who are the worst? There's 13 hours of this tomorrow, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the worst three teams in all of football? The NFL.
Washington. No, the Giants.
The Giants check in at dead last on the Athletic power rankings.
Jaguars.
The Jaguars are next to last.
I think the Raiders are horrible.
The Raiders are number 30. Man, you guys knocked that out of the park straight away. So, worst team in the NFL, you play them Thursday. Pregame starts at 12:30 right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This is the worst Thanksgiving
game. I mean, that's what it says.
But it could be great for Cowboys fans.
This feels like, you know how I get to my parents' house and Detroit's like in the second quarter.
And you're like,
and you're
oh,
like
yeah,
for I'm... a kid, you're like, oh, I guess Barry Sanders is running, so I'll watch it till like, for us, dinner was always at my grandparents' house. It was at noon because my grandpa had season tickets from day one of the Dallas Cowboys till the end of the 98 season, and he just physically couldn't go anymore. So we'd have a very early Thanksgiving, so the four people that were going to the game could leave at 1 o'clock to go to Texas Stadium. But it was just like, Detroit's on, playing who cares, because Detroit's on.
And they're playing the Bears this year.
And you're just waiting for the Cowboy game.
It's a good game.
It's flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, this
now
Cowboys
like,
game is
well, this
the
Detroit
less
game's
desirable.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like Caleb Williams, we'll see. But it's like Detroit maybe is the best team in the NFL. And they're like, and then the Cowboys and the Giants, boy.
By the way, all three power rankings, they have them not all in the same order, but all three have the Giants, Raiders, and Jags at the bottom of the list.
Makes
all
sense.
Right. Who is the number one team in all of the NFL land? Somebody shout it out.
Detroit.
Buffalo. Do you go with that?
I wouldn't. I would go with Detroit.
In your face, Tolo.
I'm going to go with Detroit, too.
The Detroit
Lions.
He even
changed his mind after that. He was like,
are number one on the list at 10-1. Does that feel... Look, I've talked about this a lot. It felt like they just were waiting for the Chiefs to not be undefeated to make that elevation. And once they lost, they moved it. So the Lions are number one. Oh, that's a sweet Stars hoodie right there. If the Lions are one, where do you go two? It feels like there's two
Buffalo.
Options.
The
are there
thing
three?
About Detroit is I think they're going to almost coast to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The NFC's pathetic. But now when we get into Buffalo and Kansas City and Baltimore, like this becomes tough because I don't know who's going to come out of that.
You said earlier, though, that with Detroit, you said that they're earlier in the season, Aiden Hutchinson injury concerned you.
I thought that injury was going to hurt them.
They're starting to get more injured as the season goes along. Yeah. David Montgomery, I'm not sure how long he's going to be out. But Jahmyr Gibbs did very well, but that combination is what makes them so good. And defensively, they're taking on some hits, too. I say Buffalo.
Okay,
before I say Buffalo.
I'm going to give you an option. For the first time in the history of Power Ranking the Power Rankings, would you like to switch which Power Rankings? Because you're going to think number two is stupid.
You're going to pick the Eagles.
Let's go ahead and switch.
All right. Would you like to switch?
Was it the Eagles?
It was the Eagles.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you think that's stupid?
No, I don't, actually.
Oh, what?
I mean, I think Buffalo deserves to be at number two, but Philadelphia right now has every aspect of what you...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to play against, or what you don't want to play against. A great running game, really talented receivers, great tight end, quarterback that looks fluid and looks like he knows what he's doing. And then on the defensive side, what you have with Jalen Carter, he is
very
and
good.
They have really good cornerbacks. So they're a very good, well-rounded team this year.
They're in the NFC Championship game this Sunday. And you're betting that you can never see any of these people ever again and never go to another Buffalo Wild Wings unless you get this pick right.
Oh, I kind of – okay, all right.
Who are you picking, Detroit or Philadelphia?
Detroit.
Where's the game? Where's the game? Stop touching my leg. Where's the game?
Well, it has to be in Detroit. They got home field right now.
Then I'll take Detroit.
It has to be in Philadelphia because I'm changing the pick.
Yeah, that is a coin flip for me, but it is Detroit.
Okay. So you guys want to switch to NFL or ESPN?
ESPN. They're ESPN. The worldwide leader in sports.
Number two is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Let's go.
They just got beat by Buffalo.
The fraudulent Kansas City Chiefs sit at number two in the poll, followed by
a big win against Carolina.
Yeah, against Carolina.
Carolina had a two-game winning streak.
Actually, you know what? I got an overreaction or a reality question for you tomorrow about that. The Eagles are third, and somehow the Buffalo Bills are fourth on the list. Corey, your thoughts about the seemingly disrespectful ranking?
It doesn't seem right, but I don't understand why they would have. Hold on, did Buffalo play this weekend?
They
were in a bye. That's why.
Yeah,
that makes sense then, because they couldn't really do a lot and
didn't win this
other
week.
Teams made their, like that game from Saquon Barkley has blown everybody up.
Yeah,
you know what he did has changed everybody's mind about what the Eagles are.
All right, so there are your power rankings of the NFL power rankings. Well, yeah, I guess you probably sort of kind of want to know where the Dallas Cowboys are.
25.
As well. I guess that's probably relevant.
22.
So they are 23 in The Athletic, which is what y'all originally picked. They are 24 for ESPN, and for NFL.com, they're 22. So 22, 23, 24. That's kind of where they're sitting right now.
Great.
Well, I didn't make the rankings.
Oh, we got so much
Choppy
work
said
to
they're
do.
About to go 6-1.
Yeah, you did. I heard it.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Addison. Coming up next, we go across the NFC East. More about Washington's offensive struggles. And no, Nick Sirianni is not the kid from Elf. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
He looks like him.
Snap is back. Daniels is chased by Overshown. Throws the ball out. That's intercepted. That ball is picked off only his fourth of the year.
Chauncey Golston.
Golston back from the dead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Addison.
Yeah.
I like all that applause now. In 20 minutes, feel free to keep the applause to yourself. But right now, it's time to go across the entire NFC East. Always choose your own adventure as we go across the NFC East. Guys, do you want to go with the Eagles, the Commanders, the Cowboys, or the Giants?
Let's do the Cowboys because they play Thursday.
Heck yeah,
and
they
no
do.
Other NFC East team plays on
they
Thursday.
They literally play the Giants that day.
Yeah, but they're do they
minor,
matter?
I think they're the minor league affiliate of the Giants.
Fair. And I just want to make a note to anyone who's bidding. I did make an error on item number 100. It says Fort Worth gift cards. I meant Flower Mound gift cards, but I'm just not smart enough to comprehend the difference
between the two. I saw that earlier and I was like,
yeah. If we could get that change, that is completely on me for
is
being.
Is that Bobby? Did Bobby donate?
Yes, those are from Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Bobby was super helpful to be like, hey, here's the deal about that. All right, so we've also got a wrestling watch party with me. You've got the opportunity to be on the show. We've got two of those that we're auctioning off. So 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. All right, we're going to start with the Dallas Cowboys, DeMarvion Overshown. He got his fifth sack of the season. That's the second most by a Cowboys player in his first 11 career games since 1982. The only person he's trailing is, of course, Micah Parsons. Now, we've been tracking this record for a while. I don't know if you think it's particularly relevant or not, but it is a thing that is happening. CeeDee Lamb has now recorded four receptions or more in 44 consecutive games, the longest such streak in NFL history. And remember, he had four receptions in the first quarter. on Sunday against Washington. So he broke that record early. You might think it's an arbitrary record, and that is fair.
I do kind of think it's arbitrary, but that being said, it was Michael Thomas, you said?
Yes, correct.
Like, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Because there are how many – if he broke that record – that means that guys like Justin Jefferson don't have that record.
Or Jerry Rice.
Yeah, and you would just assume that those guys like, have that kind of a thing. So it is pretty impressive. It is arbitrary. It's one of those, like, very baseball-y type things.
Yeah. I think basketball does it a lot. It's like, this is the first time somebody's had 12 rebounds, 11 assists, 4 steals, and 2 blocks.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, sure.
Yeah, but I do think it does say something about the fact that they do force the ball to CeeDee Lamb. They do think of him as not only a deep threat, but also an option to get the ball to underneath because they think that he can make plays happen further downfield.
Yeah.
When he gets the ball in his hands.
Do you think Cooper Rush looks for CeeDee Lamb more than Dak Prescott does?
I was just going to say I do because they run such short routes. I think he's like, hey, you're going to have to do more work, but I can connect with you all day.
Maybe so. And
it's not a bad idea, Dak, to just be like...
Especially early. Like, light him up with some short early passes and then expand.
Dak's always trying to make that downfield play, and that's why he holds onto the ball too long, Kevin, because he wants that big explosive play.
I agree with you on that.
But I'm with you on what you and Mickey were talking about yesterday. That catch where he just seemingly came out of nowhere.
It was unbelievable.
Like, where did he throw it? Cooper Rush threw it into a nowhere.
That had interception written all over
it. And all of a sudden, CeeDee Lamb just flashes on the screen. Yeah. I thought it was awesome.
No, I'm with you on that. Now, fun Cowboys trivia question for everybody. Kevontae Turpin had a 99-yard kickoff return Sunday against the Commanders. That was the Cowboys' first kickoff return for a touchdown in 50 games. Kevontae Turpin is the second player in the history of the franchise to have a rushing touchdown, receiving touchdown, punt return touchdown, and kickoff return touchdown. Who is the only other player? Mike, are you bidding on things right now?
Yeah, I was asking Corey if I should bid on Beyond K&C Masterpiece for a day. It's only $475.
Last year, both of those went for like $2,000 and $2,500.
Yeah. Maybe I should do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to bid?
I mean, yes, because I want money for my possibilities. All right.
I'm going to be on the show.
Okay, so Kevontae Turpin and who else? What other Cowboys player do you think has a rushing touchdown, receiving touchdown, punt return touchdown, and kickoff return
Kelvin
touchdown?
Martin.
Herschel Walker.
Ooh, Kevin Williams.
Kevin Williams.
Is the correct answer. But I'm proud of you
from Miami.
For making it happen.
We named Cowboys.
You did.
At least.
I'm proud
Number
of you
85.
For that. I was wondering what Mike was bidding on, but so I appreciate that.
I bid on the Whataburger. I'm winning that.
Okay, it comes in a really sweet box, too.
I won it last year.
Okay.
It was fun.
It is really cool. So, and it comes with a $100 bonus gift card this year.
I know.
That's pretty awesome.
I gave a whole party to Bishop Lynch baseball team.
Ooh, very cool. Now, Josh Butler had a bunch of passes go his way, but he had a team-high 3 pass breakups as well as 12 tackles and his first career sack. I know we've talked about him some the last couple days, but I wanted to spotlight him again because he was incredible in that game. I was really impressed.
Yeah, he you know, that was a challenge that he accepted.
He did.
I was actually very surprised they didn't attack Deron Bland more. But was it last year during the Thanksgiving game where Deron Bland
set
took
the record.
House?
Yeah.
So maybe they were, and maybe even Dan Quinn was like, I don't want you throwing his way. You know, like maybe because Dan Quinn's like, I know that guy.
I saw it.
Yeah. I know. But you got to, man, give Al Harris some credit for what he's done. Josh Butler, all these guys have had their opportunities. Seeing what Butler did was very nice.
You guys want to go with the Eagles?
Can I ask you real quick? Does it make it, if Josh Butler finishes this season strong, does it make it easier to trade?
Yes.
Diggs?
Yeah, and I think actually I was looking at that deal the other day. You have an opportunity to get out of that without it being
Is
too
Butler a sixth-year rookie, though? Like, isn't this like he's been around for a minute and just hasn't
Or maybe
really...
you don't give Bland all the money. I don't know.
Yeah, I
wonder if they would be like, hey, we can't afford to have the highest paid or the second highest paid at like all these different positions. All right, let's go ahead and go to cut number 12 and talk about the Philadelphia Eagles.
At their own 30, Saquon Barkley as the running back. You said it, Chris. Big opening. Barkley let loose. Saquon will take it the distance. Touchdown.
I'm going to get to a lot of Saquon Barkley stuff, but I want you to think about in the interim is, did you ever think that Nick Sirianni might be a grown-up version of that kid from the movie Elf?
Yes.
Because apparently a lot of people on the internet think that exact thing. We will confirm or deny in just a minute. So Saquon Barkley, 26 carries, 255 yards, and two touchdowns. That's the second most rushing yards over expected by a player in since 2018. He's a plus 150. So you look at the breakdown of the coverages and how many carries he got and everything. The projection was 105 yards, and he got 255 yards.
Yeah, he got me, won me some money on Prize Picks. So
thanks, very nice.
I did see somebody point out like his yards and how much season's left. Do you think he can break the all-time rushing record?
I don't think so, just because they use him so much in the passing attack as well. So I think I don't think he's going to get there. But how cool is it that Derrick Henry got signed, Saquon Barkley got signed, and both of them are paying off immediate dividends for their team?
1392 and 1325. Which one is which?
Well, I just
you're looking at it, Mike.
I would say 1325 is Saquon.
Is Henry?
Oh,
Saquon's got 1390. He's almost at 1400.
Man, that is incredible.
But it is an extra game, you know. I don't know.
Look, if you surpass 2,000 yards, I'm still really impressed by
Harris.
What you've done. Now, Saquon had 302 yards from scrimmage. That's the most by any Eagles player ever, and the ninth most in NFL history. God. And it just continues to build up. You just mentioned his rushing yards. He has 1,602 total yards. That's the most ever through 11 games for somebody on a new team in NFL history ever. And then
he also has the reverse jump that he did.
Oh, my God. Year. That was freaking
incredible.
One
of the greatest highlights we've ever seen.
And then also the Eagles, they held their opponents under 300 total yards for seven straight games. So while we've talked about some of the struggles for the Washington defense, particularly running the ball, the Eagles defense has been looking really good. This is their longest run like that since 2008.
They're healthy.
This is a really good Eagles team.
That's the, you know, they kind of expected to be good, but early in the season, injuries plagued them offensively and defensively. And now, as they are more healthy, man, N'Kobe Dean just looks really good.
He does.
And Jalen Carter.
If you took somebody from Georgia, it's working out pretty
well. Yeah, yeah. Jalen Carter is an absolute monster. Oh, was N'Kobe Dean available to draft at any point?
I do believe that, yes.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yes, he was. Now, a lot of people have posted facial expressions of Nick Sirianni on the sideline. And, Mike, if you want to take a look here and compare them to the kid from Elf.
They're a little bit. Obviously, they're wearing the hoodie similar.
Yeah, they are. The one where they're both kind of like, huh? That one does kind of look like him. But, no, there is no truth to the rumor that Nick Sirianni is the kid from Elf. However,
good news for Nick, though. He has normal-looking skin right now.
Because you used to think he had jaundicey-looking skin?
Oh, yeah. Bart Simpson skin.
You know, it's amazing to me that you call probably the most popular animated show of all time the Bart Simpson Show, and then you couldn't remember Star Wars earlier.
Oh, well. It happens.
It
whatever
does.
The star thing was.
Whatever star, the star thing
Star Wars
was.
Has made me mad.
Yes, I'm aware of your thoughts about that. All right, you guys want to go with Commanders or the Giants?
Let's go with Commanders.
One of them plays in the NFL.
What? I guess that means the Commanders.
Yep.
But we've been talking about this for a while, and I think Bobby had a great line about Cliff Kingsbury's offenses faltering going past the fall and into the winter. But they had 113 yards in the first half against the Cowboys. And I know they ended up with a respectable yardage total, but 198 of their 412 yards came in the last 5.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because when everything went just bananas, obviously they had the huge passing play as well. But Jayden Daniels in the first half, 9-16, 57 yards, one interception, a 37.8 passer rating. Is it Jayden Daniels slowing down? Is it Cliff Kingsbury getting more people are seeing his offense? Or is it just they have had an easier schedule?
Yes.
I just
think now you have to break down the pie. Those are all correct answers. I believe in all of those. Now you just have to break down the pie of, is it 50% the schedule, 25%, you know, Kingsbury, and then 25% Daniels, or do you want to break up the pie differently?
Now, another thing that's concerning for the Commanders and Jayden Daniels was sacked four times and completed one of nine passes for 4 yards under pressure. So when the pressure was on, yeah, he just got eaten alive.
He's a rookie. We got to watch it. Now, I don't know. I'm not watching Bo Nix. I'll be honest. I think Bo Nix is going to win Rookie of the Year at this point, but I need to see Bo Nix under pressure like that and see how he reacts to it. He's a rookie learning. I think they drafted a very good quarterback, but
I do too.
He's starting to struggle. And, you know, C.J. Stroud, we're seeing people start knocking on C.J. Stroud. It is tough to be great in this league every week, especially when you're learning the league.
You know, I do also, let's compliment the Cowboys a little bit on that too, Kevin, because have you seen yesterday John Owning and Bobby were talking about how Mike has been lining up in the three technique more this year. Like, this is impressive to see how Mike Zimmer is finally using him. Like, he wanted to, but he's been out for so long. But he's using him even in even more ways than Dan Quinn did last year. So I'm going to give them a little credit. But, yeah, for Jaden Daniels, once they start to see a little bit of what you're not good at, they start saying, let's do more of that. And I think that's what's happening to him right now.
I just wanted to shout out the person who said they just made their first Peace Von purchase ever. Three tickets for the Luka autographed basketball.
Awesome.
Very, very cool. All right, now for the Giants. The big issue that the Giants are facing is multiple people on their own team said they were soft in their last game. I know it started with Malik Nabers. He said soft as F. But one of their offensive linemen was like, personally, I don't think everybody is giving 100%. Brian Burns was asked about falling behind 30-0, and he said, that's ass.
Mm-hmm.
So there are multiple people on that team that are like, not only are we not playing well, we're not playing up to all of our effort, and that is hugely problematic.
Yeah, and you did see, Kevin, that the Tommy DeVito news is that he is not 100% to play.
Oh,
so
no.
How do you think their morale is going to be if he's not out on the field?
Forget about it.
What happened last week.
Forget about it.
I think it'll be interesting in this aspect. Most teams that are this bad do quit. Like, they're just, the buy-in isn't there. Honestly surprised that the Cowboys played so hard in Washington. Is now that players are calling out their own teammates, you can see two things happen. I don't give a crap. I'm still getting my paycheck. And yep, I'm probably not going to be a Giant next year, but who cares? I still get paid. They can't replace me now. Or you get
guys. Do
you
think that's why Malik Nabers is so mad? Because he's like, I just got here. I'm going to be here.
Yeah, I think that it's tough. He came from LSU, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
You know, it's a winning program, and so it's really tough. I can remember Michael Irvin crying, at least, you know, through his, like, I don't like this team. I don't like the Dallas Cowboys. There's too many guys that are accepting losing, and he was struggling with that coming from Miami. And I think Malik Nabers is feeling the same way that Michael Irvin felt, but that team still went 3-13, Michael Irvin's rookie year, and then that team went 1-15 his second year in the NFL. So I don't know how quick it changes. I don't know if these guys are going to. It'll be interesting. They're horrible. The Giants are horrible. There's nothing they can do about it.
Agreed.
But will they try hard Thursday?
Yeah, I want to add to that a little bit. It took Michael Irvin going to Jimmy and saying, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, they're all here for paychecks. I want winners.
Okay.
And I wonder, I don't know that Dable's going to be around much longer, but maybe Malik Nabers' voice is going to be heard by the people that matter there.
Well, and here's the thing, because so Yahoo Sports came out with a report that the GM and head coach, again, are both expected back for the Giants. And I get that in theory, but if you watch down the stretch that the team just quits, doesn't that kind of force a perspective change for you and be like, I don't know, man, they just straight up quit on these guys?
I guess it just matters contracts. If I can get rid of 20
That's
players
true.
On my team and I believe in the coach, let's get rid of 20 players.
Yeah.
But the tough thing is replacing 20 players.
I gotcha. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Addison. If you want to come and join us, and right now, Corey, there's not anything you want to talk about?
No, absolutely not. I want to enjoy this moment.
Is everybody sitting down?
It didn't even happen yet.
Come on.
Right now, it's time for Mike Likes It.
All right. Here we go. I wasn't here Friday. I'm here Tuesday at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you know what? I felt like for the people,
son of a bitch,
it's Thanksgiving week, and we should take a load off during this segment. Not only should we take a load off, but we should talk a little bit about Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to play this clip from, if you've never seen this show, it is very inappropriate, but at times very funny, Eastbound and Down on HBO. Here is The Fixins.
This is wonderful, Holmes. I'm loving how you sexualize the food. This is perfect for a shopping mall.
It's very sexy.
The only thing I'm seeing I'd like to put an amend on, perhaps a little more room here for the fixins. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh, we're going to have a lot of fixins?
We're going to have so many fixins up in this.
So we're talking about fixins. Take a load off, Kevin. We're going to talk about fixins.
All right.
This show is hilarious.
All right. I found an article, Kevin. The top 10 most unusual Thanksgiving dishes.
Oh,
so let's talk about those fixins on Thursday. In fact, I want to make an amendment in the Bassick family that every time we have a side dish, we just call them the fixins. And we say it that way.
How do you think that's going to go over?
I think it'll go over great. How about this fixin? Number one, never heard of this in my life. Frog eye salad.
Excuse me?
Frog eye salad for Thanksgiving.
That sounds gross.
Despite its name, this curious concoction has no amphibious origins. Instead, it's a delightful mix of tiny pasta pearls, pineapple chunks, mandarin oranges, and marshmallows, all enveloped in a creamy custard-like dressing. It's a quirky salad that adds a burst of color and texture to the feast.
Is it kind of like an ambrosia, or is it it's a?
I've never heard of this in my life. This is fun for me. Not that I'm making any of these things, but number one is a thing called frog eye salad.
It actually sounds awesome. That actually sounds very good.
Sounds disgusting.
The frog eye part's a little concerning, but now that I know there's no real frog eyes, I'm all right with
but
it.
But if there were real frog eyes, you're out.
I'll eat some frog eyes. I don't know what they taste like yet.
Oh.
What if they're the best? What if you found
little
out...
Little frog legs aren't bad.
Yeah, what if you found out that frog eyes are the best thing you've ever had, but you didn't ever taste them because you were afraid?
Yeah. My wife had a pigeon in Italy.
What? Yeah. Remember that? They said, hey, eat this pigeon. And she was like, how? And they said, with a knife and a fork.
Yeah. We got talked down to by the Italians.
Yeah, probably because they knew you were going to make your IV joke. I told my wife that joke, and she just rolled her eyes.
What? That's your right. Wife, you know why? Because you didn't say it was from you. All you had to do was say it was from you, and she thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
She knows how much I irritate you. She's not going to be on my side.
That is a fair-ass point.
So frog-eyed salad, number one, unusual Thanksgiving dish. Number two, I feel like you could see this. This is Jell-O salad. So,
like lettuce inside of Jell-O?
No, it's lime green salads studded with shredded carrots, ruby red wonders filled with
what?
Suspended
you said
fruits.
Filled with?
What's a ruby red wonder? Like just an idea?
Like the Wizard
to
of Oz?
Ruby red wonders filled with suspended fruits.
Okay, I have no clue what that is.
Because the fruits get suspended in the Jell-O.
Yeah, fruits are up to no good.
I got the people taking a load off and laughing right now. It makes me feel good at Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, now I've heard of this on a cartoon, but I don't know what it is. But I will now tell you what it is. Succotash.
Ooh, succotash.
I don't know. I have no idea what that is.
Strawberry succotash. Yeah.
Who says that? Who says that on Bugs Bunny?
That's
Sylvester.
Sylvester. Right? The
Sylvester.
Cat.
Yeah. So he said it, but the succotash.
Succotash.
Surprise! Corn and lima beans join forces in this classic Southern dish, creating a medley of flavors and textures, often accompanied by onions, bell peppers, sautéed in butter. And a touch of seasoning, succotash adds a hearty and wholesome touch to the Thanksgiving spread.
Hmm.
Raise your hand real quick. Has anybody ever had succotash?
This is really good for an audience.
One, had, two. We got two.
Two people have had succotash.
It definitely sounds like a South thing.
I just knew it was like from cartoons. I didn't know it was like a food item. So succotash surprise.
Sounds like they just went to the garden and said, what's grown? And then said, throw it in the pan.
Yeah, these are, by the way, unusual Thanksgiving dishes, or as we like to call them here. What do we call them here, Kevin?
I don't know.
What? What do we call him here, Corey?
Taking a load off.
Oh, fixins.
Oh, fixins.
We're talking about the fixins.
Sorry, this is my first time you've asked me, so
gosh.
I was a little fixins.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Was I not prepared to answer your question logically? It's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. Jeez. All right, number four, pickled cabbage delight. Tangy and crisp, pickled cabbage offers a zesty alternative to traditional greens. It may seem strange, but its vibrant purple hue and pickled perfection make it a striking addition to the feast, bringing a burst of acidity to balance out the richness of other dishes.
Do you...
Now, I feel like pickled cabbage is sauerkraut. Like, I've had sauerkraut, so I know it's a little bit different, but this sounds kind of sauerkrauty.
When you read all this, does it make you want to try to make any of
these? So far, no.
Okay.
So far...
So this isn't anything that I would, like, love, but I just... I found this interesting as we're taking a load off here.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Why do you keep saying that? I know what we're doing. I heard you say it, like, four times already.
We're talking about the fixins.
Plus, new audience every 3 minutes.
Yet.
Every 3 minutes, new audience, Kevin.
Yeah.
Can I just say something real quick? Our old boss said that you'd have new listeners every 9 to 11 minutes, and one time I tried to point out that you go to commercial break every 9 to 11 minutes, and they did not see any correlation between those two things. And I always thought, I don't know if you're right about that.
Number five, Candy Yams Bliss. So this is this is pretty much describing, I think that a lot of people here would have obviously had candy yams for Thanksgiving. Yams glazed with butter, brown sugar, a hint of cinnamon, transform into a sticky sweet indulgence that graces the Thanksgiving table, topped with marshmallows, baked to perfection. I feel like this is a Texan southern dish.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're reading this somewhere else in the country, you're like, oh, candy yams. But I feel like that is something that can happen here in Texas. Number six, I don't think I've had this. Mince meat pies.
I don't really know what that is either.
A relic from centuries past. Mincemeat pies once contained actual minced meat. Today they feature a mix of dried fruit, spices, and sometimes a splash of brandy encased in a flaky pastry. That actually sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm, it does.
These petite pies are a delightful blend of sweet and spicy, invoking a sense of nostalgia with every bite. Number seven, don't need to explain, green bean casserole, but this is creamy green bean casserole.
It's creamy.
Obviously, you take your cream of mushroom, most likely, is what you're going to,
cream of corn.
Yeah. Now, this next one is interesting, okay? Bologna cake.
Bologna cake is a whole cake
bologna
of bologna.
What the hell did you just say?
It's like carrot cake, but
hot
with bologna.
Dog cake.
Now, I don't know how we say bologna, because when you look at this word...
It should be bologna.
Bologna.
Yeah. But imagine layers of bologna, okay? I want you to imagine this.
Uh-huh.
How many layers?
Cream cheese.
I do like
and sandwich
cheese.
Spread. Now, I'm assuming that's mayonnaise, kind of like Miracle Whip.
All right. Sandwich spread, maybe. Yeah.
Stacked like a cake and garnished with olives and parsley. Bologna cake. An unexpected savory delight brings an unconventional surprise to the Thanksgiving feast. I would like for somebody listening, please, somebody listening or somebody here, make a bologna cake. I don't need you to eat a bite of this.
Look at that cake, man. That is a stack.
And I just
cake
want you to take, disgusting. I want you to bring a bologna cake to your Thanksgiving and just be like, I made
bologna
cake.
So you don't even want it for you.
And I just want to see people eat it.
Okay.
That's all I want. That's all I want out of this Thanksgiving is for somebody who's a Tolo is to make this bologna cake.
Not for Peace-a-thon.
With cream cheese and sandwich spread then put olives and parsley on top. And then just watch the people,
look
at this thing and be like, and serve it up yourself. In fact, as people are now Googling this here, I want you to serve it. Just start to be like, I made bologna cake, and then put it on people's plate to make them eat this.
Hey, everybody, don't explain it at all.
Come get your bologna cake.
I'll eat a bologna cake. I'm
would
not lying.
You?
Yeah, if somebody made one, I would eat a bologna,
bologna
cake.
Bologna, cream cheese,
I would
and
try it.
Mayonnaise is pretty much the recipe.
It's like a sandwich.
Have you? I've never heard of this in my life.
No, me either.
This is what got me to do this segment, is bologna cake.
Yeah, take it a load
I'm
off with
I'm
some
doing
bologna
this.
Cake.
All right, how about this Texas treat? I'm skipping number 9, and I'm going to number 10 because I'm running out of time. Warm Dr. Pepper Delight.
Ooh.
Okay.
Remember, we're taking a load off here.
I know that. You don't have to keep saying that.
But and we're having a warm people. Dr. Pepper Delight. Warm Dr. Pepper infused with a hint of lemon offers a surprising twist to a classic soda. Served steaming hot, it becomes a comforting beverage that warms both the body and the soul. What? We're talking about the body and the soul.
What?
We're only missing the spirit at this point. Making a delightful addition to the Thanksgiving festivities, or festivities, however you want to say it. Sometimes when I read it wrong instead of just saying it.
Sometimes when you say things, you say them wrong too, though.
All right. Bologna cake
out.
And hot Dr. Pepper. I mean, can you get any better?
You'll
for Thanksgiving
be so
in
uninvited
Texas?
From your family Thanksgiving.
So if, or more invited.
Yeah, more. If you make bologna cake and they're like, he put a lot of work into this. It's layered, like there's 10 layers of bologna.
Yeah. Are you saying you wouldn't go to a bologna cake store?
And then you offer.
Yes.
Then you go,
that's
then you
exactly
go to the stove. And you start boiling Dr. Pepper and put a
they're going to think you had a stroke or something. Here's this cake I made out of bologna. Let me go boil up the Dr. Pepper.
It's the bologna
that
cake.
That was disgusting.
They're going to think you had a stroke of genius.
All right,
is what
guys.
It is.
Oh, my God. Hey, so stupid.
Let's end this with a little bit more of the fixins', Alec.
This is wonderful, Holmes. I'm loving how you sexualize the food. This is perfect for a shopping mall.
It's very sexy.
The only thing I'm seeing I'd like to put an amend on, perhaps a little more room here for the fixins. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh, we're going to have a lot of fixins?
We're going to have so many fixins.
Now, one of the things that we dropped out of there was they were renaming things, and instead of bacon bits, yeah. You could probably figure out what they decided
they
to go
sexualized
with.
It.
They sexualized it. Yes, that is true. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Addison. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors and somebody who has let us down for Peace-a-thon.
No, that is tomorrow that he'll be on. Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jerry
I misread
Jones.
That. My apologies.
We're going to dive in on some Jerry Jones audio from this morning where
my
he
bad.
Said something that may have shocked the world. Next in The Fan.